Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Here we are again, 10-7-2013. 7:30, I love mornings. This is Watch Your Ruth, here, there, and everywhere. My cat woke me up this morning at 4 o'clock. I don't think it was a coincidence, though, because, man, I've been slammed ever since. And I got a lot to talk about. We are not standard. We're exclusive. We don't need a 12-month guarantee. Did you know that? During my prayer time this morning, the Holy Spirit spoke to me and said, "You're preserved. Don't you understand that?" And then it said, "I want you to go look that up. What does that mean, preserved?" And so then I did, and I'm looking at the dictionary reading right now, and it says preserved, preserving and preserves. To maintain in safety from injury, peril, or harm. To protect. To keep perfect or unaltered in any condition, and to maintain that, and to keep it in its original state of very good condition, safe from harm or loss, preventing decay. Now, if that does not tell you something, family, I don't know what does. Because, boy, when I read that, it slammed me right between the eyes. And then, I will bring you into my dear desert judgment hall. I will judge you there and get rid of all the rebels, just as I did in the wilderness after I brought you out of Egypt. So the rebels are not going to have a position. And then the son can do nothing by himself. He only does what he sees his father doing. He will even rise from the dead, anyone he wants to, just as his father does. God doesn't listen to evil men, but he does open the ears of those who worship him and do his will. Since the world began, there's never been anyone who could open the eyes of someone who was born blind. If this man could not have done it, he would not have been from God. "You illegitimate," they shouted, "are you trying to teach us something else?" And they threw him out. When Jesus heard what had happened, he found the man and said, "Do you believe in the Messiah?" And the man answered, "Who is he, sir? I want to." "You have seen him," and Jesus said, "he is speaking to you." "Yes, Lord," the man said, "I believe." And he worshiped Jesus. And then Jesus told him, "I have come into the world to give sight to those who are spiritually blind and to show those who think they see that really they are blind." "If you were blind, you wouldn't be guilty," Jesus said, "but your guilt remains because you claim to know what you're doing. If anyone refuses to walk through the gate into the sheepfold over the wall. Those are ones that are asking for mercy. And the Holy Father knows that. He has their hearts and the eyes of their hearts right in his hand. And he knows the ones that honor or disrespect him. He has identified them. They do not ask him for mercy. They go along to get along. Principalities and powers that bringing before trials, the trials are of this life. And if you don't discern when it's time for you to witness who the Father God is and who his Son is, when he comes before with his angels to judge, he will not acknowledge you. And if you think that there's going to be a time when that you literally are going to sit before a court, the principalities and powers are around you every day and every minute of every day. And he is waiting and watching with his heart and his eyes to see how you testify about him. If you don't discern those things to the world around you, which have been revealed to you through the Holy Spirit, so that you would have no excuse. He said, if you do not honor me before man with a testament and a testimony of me and my Father, I will not acknowledge you. And if you fear man and not God, then you honor the creature more than the creator. You're disrespecting him, and he's identified you. You need to ask for mercy and stop trying to go along to get along. Anyone refusing to walk through the gate who tries to sneak in over the wall is a thief. For the shepherd comes through the gate, and a thief will not enter through the gate. They do not reverence God. They do not honor God. The Lord spoke to me and said, because these people have rejected the gently flowing waters of Shiloh, the rejoicing over Rezin, the son of Remaliah. Therefore, the Lord is about to bring against them the mighty floodwaters of the rivers, the Euphrates, the mighty floodwaters. Over the king of Assyria, with all of his pomp, it will overflow, all its channels run over its banks and sweep into Judah, swirling over it, passing through it, and reaching all the way up to its neck. Its outspread wings will cover the breadth of the land. O Emmanuel, God be with us. Raise up the war cry, you nations, and be shattered. Listen to you, distant lands. Prepare for the battle and be shattered. Because you have not feared God. His hand is strong. And he has a warning. Do not call conspiracy everything these people call conspiracy. Do not fear what they fear. Do not dread it. The Lord Almighty is the one you are to regard as holy. He is the one you are to fear. He is the one you are to dread. He will be your sanctuary, and with him you are preserved. For both houses of Israel He will be a stone that causes men to stumble, a rock that makes them fall. And for the people of Jerusalem, he will be a trap and a snare. Many of them will stumble and fall and be broken. They will be captured. Bind up the law among the disciples and wait for the Lord, who is hiding his face from the house of Jacob until the day he says, here I am with all of the children that God has given me. Anyone refusing the gatekeeper, they've been warned. You cannot come up over the wall. You have to ask for mercy with a contrite heart, forgiving every day. For that which you hold against your brother will be judged against you also, for the same measure you measure, it will be measured. The gatekeeper opens up the gate for him, and the sheep hear his voice and come down to him, and he calls his own sheep by their names and leads them out. He walks ahead of them, and they follow him, for they recognize his voice, and they won't follow a stranger. The hired man runs because he's hired. He has no real concern for the sheep. But the good shepherd, he knows his sheep, and his sheep know him. But the flock that belongs to the thief, that comes to kill, steal, and destroy, he will not allow those to come up over the wall like the thieves. You have to come through the gate. His purpose is to give life in all of its fullness through the gate, the green pastures. For he has said, all others that came before me were thieves and robbers, and true sheep didn't listen to them. I am the gate. Those who come in by way of the gate will be saved, and those who go in and out will find very green pastures. For I am the good shepherd, and I am the one that gives life, because I laid down my life for the sheep. And they are preserved in him. And everywhere we go, we find people telling everyone about the remarkable faith we have in God. We tell them about it and show them about it. And we show them how we're looking forward to the return of God's Son from heaven, Jesus, whom God brought back to life. And he is our only Savior from God's terrible anger against sin. And we speak as messengers from God, trusted by him. And we must tell the truth. We must never try to change these messages for him. These are not to be personally discerned by any one person, to build and build up to suit the taste of individuals who change it, to serve it up to who they speak to. Pacify it and pasteurize it and dilute it and win with flattery words and tickled ears that will not save. They give praises, but they don't want to come through the gate. They want to come over the wall. They do not ask for mercy along the way. And God sees their eyes, and he holds their heart in their hand. He knows that they don't honor him but disrespect them, because their identity is in their own God, which is them. They do not go out and are trusted to give the truth because they're not giving a word of witness this day to principalities and angels that are visiting them each and every day. The angels are present, and they're testing. And you need to give praise that you'll be tested, that you can live your daily lives, that you will, should not embarrass God, but bring joy to Him who invited you into His kingdom to share His glory. And it was through Him that you were accepted, and every word of God, which is and was and always will, and it will change your life if you believe it. And there should be no coming over the wall. In everything, in every way, in every little thing that's left for you to do, to hear the hard voice of the Holy Spirit speaking a conviction. Even though you're persecuted and driven out. These are those which were left. Don't you remember who they are? We were told who they were. Don't you remember? Wherefore, if we be witnesses of ourselves, that ye are children of them which killed the prophets. Fill ye up then the measure of your fathers, ye serpents, ye generation of vipers. How can ye escape the damnation of hell, you offspring of Satan? Wherefore, behold, I send into you prophets and wise men and scribes, and some of them ye shall kill and crucify, and some of them ye shall scourge in your synagogues and persecute them from city to city, that upon you may come alive the righteous blood shed upon the earth from the blood of the righteous Abel unto the blood of Zacharias, the son of Bacharias, whom you slew, you snakes, between the temple and the altar. Satan, Satan, your generation, you killed the prophets and you stoned them, that your house will be left desolate. Many false prophets and many shall arise and deceive many. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold, but he that shall endure until the end shall be saved. And who are these? Who should we worry about? As in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the final days. And again there was war at Gath, where there was a man of great stature, who had 24 fingers and toes, 6 fingers on each hand, and 6 toes on each foot. And he also was descended from the giants. And he taunted Israel, Jonathan, the son of Shimeah, David's brother, he killed him. Some of them were the descendants from the giants in Gath, and they fell at the hand of David and by the hand of his servants. And then we read in Chronicles first, chapter 21, and then Satan stood up again against Israel. And do you not know and do you not understand? As it was then, there's nothing new under the sun. Nothing new. And Naomi took Ruth, didn't she? And she took Orpha, But Orpha left. She went back. Ruth stayed. Pure. But Orpha, she went back and mated with the Nephilim. And she was Goliath's mother. With the giants. And just as it says in Matthew 24:37, so shall it be. But as the days of Noah were, so shall the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying, giving in marriage, until the day that Noah entered the ark. And they knew not that the flood would come. And they took them all away. All of the bad people went away. They were taken. Noah was left. He was left in the ark, preserved. And the two women that were at the mill, the one that was taken, she was taken away, just like all those bad people. So remember, you need to watch, because you don't know what hour your Lord is coming. No, so you will beware, and you will be brokenhearted for all the suffering in his house. For if you are not woeful and suffering now, for all of the grief coming upon the earth, I don't know. For all your fellow servants are being smitten. Watch, therefore. You don't know the hour. They were ready and able, and then the door was shut. There was no truth in them. They were foolish. They all thought that they knew what they were talking about. And only because they thought they knew what they were talking about, they were held in conviction. They were foolish. They didn't listen to the truth. And they were not able to make it through the wilderness. They couldn't be preserved because they couldn't be found right. They were not taught. They were taught by false prophets. They didn't hear tempered mortar. And the everlasting Father of the Prince of Peace could not increase their blessings because they never came before him. They didn't stop and ask for mercy along the way. They listened to the prophets. They went along, got along to get along, but they didn't listen to the wonderful, mighty counselor that was sent by the everlasting Father and the Prince of Peace. They sit in everlasting darkness because no one showed them the light, and the shadow of death will linger upon them. And they will not increase their joy, but sorrows will be increased upon them. Because the prophets have taught their lies, the elders and the prophets and the men that are blind like Samuel. And they let the light go out. They've assigned their jobs to false, lost men. And the sons that were struck down because they let the lights go out. Let the lights go out. They do not speak according to his word. They have no light into the dawn, and distressed are the people and hungry because they roam around the land in the dark. They're famished. God has become enraged, and he is looking because he wants the people to be looking upward for him. The king will curse all of those who have left his people in the dark. He is looking forward to the earth, and he sees distress and darkness and fearfulness and gloom, and they're all thrust into darkness. Those who guide his people mislead them, and those who are guided are led astray. Therefore, the Lord will take no pleasure, nor will he have pity. Everyone who is ungodly and wicked, everyone who speaks a mouth of vileness, his anger will not be turned away, and his hand will be upraised. The Lord will cut off from Israel both the head and the tail, both the palm branch and the reed, in one single day. In the day he will bring all into the desert of judgment. I will count you carefully, and I will let only a small quota return. And all of the others, the rebels, and all of those who sin against me, I will purge from among you, and they shall not enter Israel. But I will bring them out of the countries where they are in exile, and I will. And when that happens, you will know that I am God. Even when the giants walk, for his hand will be upon them, just as it was to Joshua. Ephraim and Judah, what shall I do with you? For your love vanishes like morning clouds and disappears just like the dew. I sent my prophets to warn you. I have slain you with words of my mouth, threatening you over and over with death. Suddenly, without warning, my judgment will strike you as surely as the day follows the night. And I do not want your sacrifices anymore. I want your love. I do not want any of your offerings. I want you to know me. I want you to love me. But like Adam, you broke my covenant and you refused my love. The city is a city of sinners, and they are tracked with footprints of blood. And the cities are filled with citizens, which are gangs, and they're robbers, and they lie in ambush for their victims. And there are packs of priests, even, murdering along the road to Shechem and practicing every kind of sin. And yes, God has seen it, and he knows. So, army, sound the alarm, because they are coming. They're like vultures. They're like enemies descending upon the people of God because they've broken the treaties of God and they revolted against his laws. They've worshipped foreign gods, and they want to take your strength away. But he will reap like a whirlwind. So remember, love your people, sacrifice for them, and an accounting for their sins will be made, and accounting for your good deeds will be made. And we shall all return out of Egypt, and we will rejoice. We will have a father that takes care of us on the day that the Lord will gather us all together in the nations. We will no longer be raped or polluted. Thank you for tuning in today. Be at peace and don't let anything worry you or trouble you. Remember what God said. Preserved, to me, kept perfect, unaltered, maintained, an original state of good condition, safe from harm or loss. Be blessed today and take someone else along the way. I'll see you tomorrow, God willing.